This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A federal judge wants to know whether the Trump administration ignored his order not to transfer more than 200 migrants to El Salvador over the weekend. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest.
The White House says it is wholly confident of winning in court after a judge ordered a hearing over the deportation of alleged members of a Venezuelan gang under wartime legislation. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
All of the planes subject to the written order of this judge departed U.S. soil, U.S. territory before the judge's written order.
But there was also a verbal order from that D.C. federal judge for any planes to turn around.
There's actually questions about whether a verbal order carries the same weight.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The ACLU's Lee Gellert on the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act.
It's as unprecedented as it is lawless. The law is crystal clear that it can only be used in a declared war.
It's only been used three times in U.S. history, the War of 1812 and both world wars. The Kremlin has confirmed President Putin will speak to President Trump tomorrow. Trump says Ukraine is on the agenda. At the White House, spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt didn't offer many details.
He will be speaking to President Putin tomorrow. I won't get ahead of those negotiations, but I can say we are on the 10th yard line of peace.
President Trump is at the Kennedy Center this hour, as Weijia Jiang reports.
This is the first board meeting for the Kennedy Center since the president dissolved the board of directors and put in all of his fierce loyalists and people that he wanted. He also named himself the chairman.
Among his complaints, drag shows at the venue. Windy conditions continue to cause problems in areas that suffered severe weather over the weekend in Frederickburg, Texas. Spokesman Sean Doerr.
The wind right now is not our friend. That's what's causing these embers to fly and flare-ups to happen.
A series of storms kicked up wildfires, tornadoes, and dust while barreling across seven states. 40 people were killed. CBS's Jill Schlesinger has the latest report on the economy.
Retail sales increased by just 0.2% on the month. That's a lot lower than the 0.6% increase that economists were expecting. Companies like Dollar General, Walmart, Costco, Kohl's, and Macy's have already said that they are seeing consumers pull back on their spending.
It is St. Patrick's Day with parades and celebrations across the country. In New York, one of the largest and oldest parades along Fifth Avenue. Many cities held their parades over the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials currently up 461 points. The other indexes are up as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents have the opportunity to get some face time with one of our senators this week. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour with a stop scheduled for Racine Thursday. Where exactly isn't known yet. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones back in February, Racine is now seeking applications for a new 2nd District representative. People living in the South Side District that are interested must have their letters of interest and resumes into the city by next Monday. There's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow night. Details of the Common Council agenda and a breakdown can be found at racinecountyi.com. Both Park and the Prairie School are getting ready to compete in the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament, with both games this week airing on WRJN. The Prairie School plays Thursday with live coverage starting at 6 p.m. The Park Panthers play on Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. If everything works out, both final championship games will also be broadcast live on these airwaves. And the Racine Common Council has passed a new law requiring food trucks to be closed by 1 a.m. The regulation, meant to address safety concerns, prohibits food trucks from operating between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
the Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball. The Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a school or a player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We've actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger, and it's also pushing us to highs at about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild, with the storm system sitting on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Well, I'm doing better today than yesterday.
You're looking good. Okay, what happened yesterday?
Well, I got a little thrown off by the snow. It kind of took me by surprise.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been alive in this area?
I know. I guess I didn't look at the forecast for Sunday.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. It shouldn't matter. You should just know intuitively when you do the clock changing thing. It could be 80 degrees. It could be 6 inches.
I know.
You just kind of roll with it. We got the kids out. At least they got to play with it before it melted.
Now, how did they like it?
Oh, yeah, they always like it.
Now, was it, it must have been kind of a good packing snow, right? Because it was warm.
A good one. But again, it didn't last very long.
Right.
It was good and packy and a good snowball, good snowman, snow woman, snow person.
Yeah, we went to church yesterday, and as we were driving there, you know, it was snowing, and I thought, this won't last long. But in the short time we were in church, by the time we came out of church, there must have been an inch and a half. It's crazy.
Kept going.
Yeah,
it kept going and going and going.
Yeah, good thing I had my snow scraper with me. I didn't take it out for the season yet.
You didn't happen to put your snowblower away last week and cause all this now, did you?
I know, right?
Is this your fault?
It is my fault, but not because of the snowblower. It's my fault because the day before I got my car washed.
Oh, well, there you go.
So
you gotta blame somebody.
You can blame me.
I thought about putting my boots away. I'm like, nope, knock on good.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He and his kids are out having fun in the snow. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. Don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Ira Scene's home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and WRJN Big Deals is leading off the regular baseball season with a fun giveaway. You can register daily for your chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers take on the A's. That's going to be on April 18th. All you need to do is go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and enter on the contest page. No purchase needed. Entries must be received by April 11th. Good luck.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time. When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Oh,
taking you back to 1961 for that one. It's The Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight on WRJN. That song was first popularized by South African singer Solomon Linda, who recorded it in 1939 with his group, The Evening Birds. Now, apparently they were a bold bunch because they got the idea for the song when they used to chase lions who were going after the cattle owned by their families.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching merry-go-round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and he's got on-site reporting of the Packers, too. Mike is on every hour weekdays. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A fire at a Kenosha County commercial building was put out quickly this morning. It was a large response at the Southwire Company and their building in Pleasant Prairie on 95th Avenue. Crews from Summers, Antioch, and Caledonia were called in to help. We're working on learning more, but it doesn't appear there were any injuries. Racine's basketball scene is buzzing. Both Park and the Prairie School are getting ready to compete in the semifinals of the state high school basketball tournament, with both games this week airing on WRJN. The Prairie School plays Thursday with live coverage starting at 6 p.m. The Park Panthers play on Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. If everything works out, both final championship games will also be broadcast live on these airwaves. A registered sex offender in Racine County was arrested for allegedly filming children at a local grade school. 43-year-old Paul Shelton was arrested and faces multiple charges, including failure to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. Racine residents have the opportunity to get some FaceTime with one of our senators this week. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour with a stop scheduled for Racine Thursday. Where exactly isn't known yet. It's called a Hands Off My Medicaid Tour, with other stops including La Crosse, Madison, and Waukesha. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the south, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's creating a high fire danger, and it's also pushing us to highs at about 50 degrees. Then tomorrow, we become mostly cloudy, staying mild, with the storm system sitting on our back doorstep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sailing New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him. Yeah. trees. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, I want to play a song from Neil Diamond. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to see it, A Beautiful Noise is coming to Milwaukee March 25th through 30th. This is the Neil Diamond musical. It's going to take place at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, and tickets are on sale now. Here's Neil Diamond, and You Got to Me on WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. Never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me.
You got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as a brother. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on now. Say you got to me now.
WRJN 737 coming out of the sky.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or you can take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us. spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Don't you just love hearing these timeless hits again? You know who has a real passion for them is Dan Marcus. You can hear him weekdays from 9 till 2 here on WRJN. Plus, you can hear some of his interviews and stories with some of these 60s and 70s stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast, and you can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. That's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
It's the Beatles on WRJN. By the way, did you know that on April 4th of 1964, the Beatles occupied the entire top five on the U.S. singles chart? They also had another 9 singles on the chart, bringing their total to 14 singles on the Hot 100 all in the same week. Here are the Turtles. This is You Showed Me on WRJN.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. Oh, 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 it's true. Oh, I love you. You showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall. And I decided it's not. Exactly what you do, and now you love me too. Oh, it's true. We're in love, me too. Say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about.
Thank you. not there.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The White House says it paid El Salvador $6 million to take over 200 Venezuelans who were deported over the weekend, accused of being gang members. Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
We're very grateful to President Bukele and to El Salvador for accepting these heinous monsters where they will face justice.
There is a court hearing next hour to discuss whether the White House ignored a judge's order to halt the deportations. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Federal judges do have the ability and the legal authority to hold the administration in contempt of court, and that is what potentially the ACLU and the other advocates who are suing over this authority could ask the judge to do.
President Trump said today he will nullify President Biden's pardons because he used an auto pen. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says that would be highly unusual.
There is no provision that the next occupant of the Oval Office has the right to rescind or revoke those pardons, nor is there any rule that a president must sign the pardon letter with an actual pen.
President Trump will speak with Russia's president tomorrow on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
Trump said they would discuss land and power plants. Now, Russia is currently occupying around 20% of Ukraine's territory after Vladimir Putin launched a bloody invasion of this country 3 years ago. Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has been occupied by Russian forces since 2022, and fighting in that area has repeatedly raised fears of a nuclear disaster.
There is a massive